Welcome to the first hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Pitcox, and it's time now for the Hillbilly Hits Radio Show right here at KNEL.
Some well-meaning people are trying to change us, saying we've been too country too long. They tell me from now on the word is progressive, but I won't sell out for a song. I grew up when Roy and E.T. and Kitty and Lefty and Hank were the rage. It was good enough then, so it's good enough now, 'cause the good wine gets better.
Good evening to you. Welcome to our Hits Radio program for tonight. My name is Tracy Pitcox, and man, ever since I found out that I was going to be here with you tonight on the Hits Radio program, I've just been on cloud nine, looking forward to tonight. Thank you for being with us. We've got some great requests and dedications that I know will be called in this evening. And tonight, throughout the program, I wanted to kind of feature some music of our friend Razzie Bailey. Razzie Bailey passed away yesterday, and just such a great guy. And of course, he came and worked our Llano Country Opry with us on a couple of occasions, and came and co-hosted our Hits Radio program, as well as the Noontime Show, and visited with us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. He had such a great many decades of wonderful work to his credit. And so tonight, throughout the program, we'll be highlighting some of his great records. Mr. Razzie Bailey, tonight on the Hits Radio program.
Somebody up there likes me. They knew that I needed a friend. 'Cause out of the blue,
I felt like your man. So tell me if you think it's over.
Conway Twitty, there's a honky tonk angel that'll take me back in. For Ann tonight, here's Leroy Van Dyke.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for? I'm at $600 down here now, 10 and now, 25 and now, 35, 35, another 50 now, 60 now, 75, 75, another 85, on the binder. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, and pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand there to listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. When I find out a bid, I'll fit it on a 30 billy, give me 30, make it 30 billy, I'll fit it on a billy, give me 30, hooray, bid a third on a bid. $30 bid, and now 35, but it can be 35, I'll make it 35, I'll make it 35, who would have bid it at a $35 bid? As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest, he practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind the bar, just working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man selling things at auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bid, another $40, 40 billy, give me 40, make it 40 bid, another $40 billy, give me 40, 40 bid, another $40 bid. $40 bid, now 45 billy, give me 45, make it a 45 bid, a 45, who would have bid it at a $45 bid? So from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool. He came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. Then the people came from miles around just to hear him make that great big sound and filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the tops in all the land. Let all give that man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bid, another $50 bid, 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 make a bid, bid, all a $50 bid, give me a bid, hooray, bid, a $50 bill. $50 bid, now $55, would they give me $55, make it a $55, a $55, sold that goat for a $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let him out and walk him home. Here we come, a lot number 29 in, what are they going to give for? I have a $700 down here now, 10 and now, 25 and now, 35, 35 another, 50 now, 60 now, 75, 75, 75 another, 85, 85 and now, $800, on a hoodoo, on a bid, a bump, a digit now, 10 and now, 25, 25 and now, 35, 35 another, 50 now, 60 now, 75.
recall the night that you came into this world. I couldn't believe the doctor when he said it's a little girl. Oh, I said, now, doc, you must be wrong. You see, I want a boy. Then he laid you in my arms and my heart sang with joy. I took you to a baseball game. You brought along your baby doll and half its baby things. We sat there a-playing house while the Dodgers played the Braves. And everyone in the bleachers looked at us as if to say, took you on a fishing trip. You said, Daddy, won't that hook hurt the fish's lip? And you said, if they don't get air, those things in the can will die. So we turned the worms loose and chased some butterflies. Football. But I know the time has come that I must set you free. But no matter where you are, you know what you are to me.
Hey, Pam, how are you doing tonight? Good.
Is this a
I sure will be happy to. You have a great night, okay?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Again, back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was a way down in the fall. Sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. Couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. ties on my breeches and holes in both my shoes. In my coat of many colors, I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors, my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them.
Hey folks, this is Barbara Fairchild in Branson, Missouri, and I want you to know you're tuned to the right station, KNEL, right here in Brady, Texas, with my friend Tracy Pitcox.
I wish I had button eyes and a red felt nose, a shaggy cotton skin and just one set of clothes. Sitting on a shelf in a local department store, with no dreams to dream and nothing to be sorry for. I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, not going nowhere. I wish I I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, nor going nowhere. I wish I was a teddy bear, and I'm wishing that I hadn't fallen in love with me.
Thank you. secure place to store your stuff, Pitcock Storage has storage units available today. Call 456-KEYS. That's 456-KEYS. With three locations and over 180 units, we have three different sizes available for you. That's 456-KEYS. 456-5397 for Pitcock Storage. Units available today.
Oh, say, Tracy, back during the era of World War One, all of the boys, when our young GI boys were over there in Europe, they left their young girlfriends blue and lonely here in the United States. And so they were hoping that the boys would all come back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, so anyway, somewhere down the line, there was a song made up. My Bonnie lies over the ocean, my Bonnie lies over the sea. My Bonnie lies over the ocean, bring back my Bonnie to me.
Yeah.
Do you remember that song?
I remember that. I sure do.
I don't know who it is, but it must be a pretty old song because World War One ended in 1919.
That's true.
Well. Anyway, who was that by? Anyway.
You know, I think a lot of people have recorded it through the years. Let me see who I may have it by.
All right. I think the last time I heard it was by you. Maybe some 8 or 9, 10 years ago.
Yeah, probably so. Probably so.
All right. Well, okay.
I'll look it up and see what I can find for you, Harvey.
All righty. Sure. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
All right. You bet. Bye.
Goes back a long ways. Ella Fitzgerald doing that one for you. And bring back my Bonnie to me. Remembering Razzie Bailey tonight on the Hits Radio Show. Here's Razzie doing one called Tonight She's Gonna Love Me.
I'm out in the workaday world from 9 to 5. Away from my baby, I barely feel alive. Thank you.
today. Sometimes I take on too much and I'm up to the wall. My lady's arms are where I get away from it all.
How about a couple of George Jones?
Well, we can do a couple of George Joneses.
Let's see. How about Tennessee Whiskey?
Okay.
And Bartender Blues.
A couple of good ones right there.
I mean, that ought to get me going.
I'll take care of you.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Now I'm just a bartender, and I don't like my work. But I don't mind the money at all. I see lots of sad faces and lots of bad cases of folks with their backs to the wall. But I need four walls around me. From going astray, and a honky tonk angel to hold me tight, to keep me from slipping away. I can light up your smokes, I can laugh at your jokes, I can watch you fall down on your knees. I can close down this bar. I can gas up my car. And I can pack up and mail in my keys. But I need four walls around me to hold. This honky-tonk bar, and I'm thinking about where I'd rather be. But I've burned all my bridges, and I sank all
stranded at the edge of the sea. I still need four walls around me to hold my life, to keep me from going astray.
Tennessee Whiskey there from George Jones here at KNEL. I'm so excited about having the great Tony Booth with us at the Llano Country Opry on Saturday. He'll be doing a performance at 2:30 in the afternoon with the Llano Country Opry Band. Jack Phillips, our young fiddle player extraordinaire, will be with us as well. So looking forward to that. Hope you can join us 2:30 at the Lantex Theater in downtown Llano, Texas, for the great Tony Booth. Here's Tony doing one of his all-time big hits in the business. He recorded this particular song, and it was one of the signature songs from his legendary career, written by the great Harlan Howard, one of the most prolific award-winning BMI songwriters in the history of the business.
Oh, the key. Instead, I see you in my dreams each not. Oh, the kids in the mailbox, come on in. I'm sitting here wishing, dear, I'd have your love again.
I'll never even ask you where you've been.
So the kids in the mailbox, come on in.
Everybody, this is Norma Jean, Porter Wagoner's old sidekick, and you're listening to KNEL FM 95.3 to the Tracy Pitcock Show. Best in the world, don't you dare miss it. Don't hang up, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Air is free, and there is nothing freer than free air. Bob Moore Tire has free air. Come by and get free air in your tires so that you will be free from worrying about underinflated tires. Free air can help you get better gas mileage and extend the life of your tires, because tires are not free. While you're at Bob Moore Tire, get a free tire inspection, because you have a lot riding on those tires. Get free air and a free tire inspection, and free yourself from worrying about underinflated tires at Bob Moore Tire, where the air is free. Service, service, service. It's the Bob Moore difference.
Yes, Tracy, if you have this one, Nothing But Sweet Lies.
Nothing But Sweet Lies.
Marty Robbins.
Marty Robbins, okay.
And Fall Away.
Fall Away. Well, let me see if I can get those for you, okay?
Paul Nichols.
All right. I'll see
Thank you, Tracy.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
This morning, I woke up old and gray, and I wondered, how'd I get this way? Then I remembered, good heavens, it's our golden wedding day, and when you're happy, the years fall away. Fall away, fall away. When you're happy, the years fall away. When you're blue, the days go by a dragging. But when you're happy, the years fall away. Darling, today I looked at you, and I noticed your hair is getting silvery too, and it thrilled me when you said why it was black just yesterday. But when you're happy, darling, the years fall away.
This morning was still too dark to see, but I could tell my baby wasn't sleeping next to me. She's gone and left me. Where to, I'll never know. I only know her leaving's brought pain and misery to my soul. The note was on the pillow. She's gone without a doubt. I tried to read her writing, but I couldn't make it out. The tears were falling too fast for me to see. Nobody knows my sorrow, nobody knows my misery. She'd leave me, I said they wasn't right. She gave no word of warning, she'd be leaving in the night. Can't understand her, what made her want to go? I didn't hear her leaving, she didn't even close the door. If she came home tomorrow, I'd jump and shop with glee. She can't mean more to someone else than what she means to me. I love that woman. I need her all the time. I've got to have her near me to ease this misery on my mind.
Yes, Tracy. Can you play Amazing Grace by Aurelian?
I sure can.
Thank you.
Be happy to. Thanks for going.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, oh, but now I'm found. I was blind, oh, but now
thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.